Ladies and gentlemen, the great Bill Corrigan. He's running for county executive on the Republican side. CorriganForExec.com. And, of course, it was quite the odyssey last night as I was trying to wander to one of his events. Got stuck basically at a dead-end, blocked road. And 45 minutes later, by the time the thing was over, I finally called him and said, "Hey, buddy, not going to be there, but would love for you to be on the show." Bill Corrigan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jimmy, good morning. You know, next time instead of doing a map blast, I'm traveling all over our county. I've lived all over our county. Just call me for directions.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. Or take a helicopter or something like that. That's what I'll probably wind up doing, taking the personal helicopter. CorriganForExec.com, and you've got kind of a blockbuster story because you're talking about the Dooley campaign and a poll. And did county taxpayers pay for this poll?
They did, and you know, Jamie, you just talked about right and wrong. We have two wrongs here. The first wrong is having county government conduct a political poll. The second wrong is having taxpayers pay for it. You've seen the poll. It's clearly political in nature concerning whether or not our county should have a casino in North County. And so we've called on the Dooley campaign to do the right thing instead of having the taxpayers pay for a clear political poll. And again, county government should have never even conducted it. They need to do the right thing and pay back the people of St. Louis County for the $12,000 spent on this poll.
And so have you gotten any response?
And we have. And Dooley and his administration have defended what they did. So instead of doing the right thing, they're defending their wrongful conduct and not reimbursing the taxpayers.
And so in this particular situation, though, how can you get more of a response from them?
Well,
I guess we'd have to do that, right? We have to push them as reporters and as journalists, as people on the air.
And as candidates and as the people. The people can email Mr. Dooley and his administration. The people can call his office. This is wrong. You do the right thing in government. This is a breach of the public trust. You don't use taxpayer money to conduct a political poll and have an arm of the government do it. So we're going to keep calling him out on this until he finally has the character to do the right thing, which is to reimburse the taxpayers the money that the $12,000 that his campaign should have paid for from the very beginning.
Man, it's fantastic. It must be nice to be able to actually use taxpayer dollars to essentially put your finger in the wind and figure out which way it's blowing.
Well, it's wrong. And in our administration, we have an ethics reform plan that we published. It was our first major policy initiative last summer. And when we win this election, it'll be a new day, and this kind of conduct will not go on.
Well, good for you, and we appreciate you joining us with this. And what else is going on in the campaign, buddy?
Well, we're working hard. You know, last night's event was a terrific event. I want to thank Sam and Jan Orlando for hosting it. And what was so wonderful about last night's event, Jamie, is folks from North County and South County and West County and Mid County were all there. And so many folks are getting on our campaign bus. It's humbling, and we are rolling.
Well, good for you. It's CorriganForExec.com. That's Bill Corrigan. And maybe the story will get some legs. Has anybody else picked up on it yet?
Yeah, Kim Webster did a story on it. The Post-Dispatch did a story on it. What's even more disturbing is there are other polls that we've learned that apparently also have been paid for by the county. So we have done a Freedom of Information Act request on that to see how many other political polls we as taxpayers have paid for.
All right, Bill Corrigan, CorriganForExec.com. We appreciate you joining us, and best luck with everything.
Jamie, thanks for having me.